Good afternoon. Welcome to Lifestyle Wellness Seminar. I'm your hostess, Perry A., the author of Living Play, and this wellness seminar came about as a result of my Healing Play seminars when I realized there's a missing component to healing, and it's our beliefs about our body and our ability to heal and what we have. And beliefs are so instrumental in ruling our lives and so many of the things we do and say we're totally unconscious of. Today's topic is going to be recognizing limiting beliefs, because beliefs really rule our lives. And I have given each person, there may be some new people listening in, we have a daily affirmation every day, and it's every day in every way I am getting better and better and better. I am stronger, wiser, healthier, and more content. I am stronger, wiser, healthier, and more content. Oh, I printed that twice. Well, we just needed to reinforce that. I am peacefully calm, and I trust myself. So if we can start our day with that affirmation, that will guide you through the day. I wake up in the morning, and as I get out of bed, I say, okay, God, what kind of miracles and blessings are we going to have today? So I'm looking for them and expecting them, and I know they'll come. And I have the ability to create them by my thinking in certain situations. So I may set out to set an intention for a meeting I have, or for a situation with a friend maybe, or a difficult family situation, and I can set an intention that that situation will resolve itself peacefully and love will be the end product. So when you set these intentions, I'm always setting an intention and having a parking place up front, and I generally get them right on the front row. It just amazes me. So setting intentions is very important, and I hope you'll get in the habit of doing that throughout the day for anything that comes up that's troubling you. Set an intention for it. This too shall pass. You know, there are a lot of something better will evolve from this. So I have an awareness quote of the day, and it's from Abraham Hicks. It's, think about the little smear that starts out as the human body, and then there was a nose and a liver and a gizzard. Oh no, not a gizzard. All that stuff that is present and knows how to become this. There's so much knowledge within the human body. You're wanting to free the human body's knowledge to be well from the resistance that has been picked up along this physical trail. The very best approach to medicine is, well, I see your physical body is sick. What's been bothering you? What are you worried about? What are you angry about? What are you frustrated about? Because that is what is at the root of all of this. And then say, let it go, let it go, let it go. That's the message. And if they could hear you and do that, then they would all be well right away. So there you go. Our thoughts, our anger, our frustrations, our worries bottle up and create our sickness. And sometimes we need to let it go, let it go, let it go. Just release it. This is only a thought. I can release this thought. I can release this anger. It's no longer serving me. And Louise Hay's wisdom card that I drew for the group was, I can heal myself on all levels. Healing means to make whole and to accept all parts of myself, not just the parts I like, but all of me. So love the whole of you, who you are. Don't pick yourself apart and say, oh, well, I wish my nose were different, or I had a different color hair, or my teeth were bright white like Matthew McConaughey, whatever it is. Just accept it and love it as it is. Peace is wanting what you have. And like Byron Katie's book, when you love what is, you can have nothing but peace. And if you know that God's plan for everyone is wellness and abundance and joy, then what can you not cannot see in life to fret about? To de-stress, here's a quote for de-stressing. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. And that's by William James. So you have a thought that's stressing you out, pick another thought, put an affirmation, something positive in its place. Do a turnaround with that thought. Just switch it out and replace it with something better that brings you more relief. You know, this too shall pass is a good one for a lot of situations. And then let it go, let it go, let it go. An intention for today is I intend to make my world safe, peaceful, happy, playful, creative, cutting edge, serving, mentally expanding, enriching, and healthy. Last week, one of the things that we worked on was a surrender exercise. And it was also about letting go and surrendering. And I'm trying to find it now. Bear with me a minute. What happens when I look backwards, huh? Okay. And I hope you do these exercises. These are posted on a page with all these seminars or archived where you can go back and listen to them. There are pages there you can print out with all of these exercises and everything on them. And it says for 5 minutes at the beginning of each day, sit quietly. Beginning early in life, think of milestones in your life, happy or unhappy. As each comes to mind, surrender it to love using this thought. Here is part of my life. I surrender it to love that I may feel happy and whole. So someone called me the other day and they were waiting in the doctor's office and they were so frustrated having to wait and wait and wait. And that would have been a good row. I surrender it to love that I may feel whole and happy. So if your end goal is to be peaceful, let go of the frustration. Let go of the waiting, the injustice of the unwaiting. You know, everybody runs behind. And good that you have a doctor that takes time with his patients. So throughout the day, recognize different parts of your life and remind yourself, this is a part of my life. I surrender it now to love that I may feel happy and whole. So I did want to go over that one, and I hope you did some of the exercises that we had lined out and read the quotes. And I can't stress enough setting intentions, learning to set intentions for everything you do. When I get in the car, I set intention that I will have a safe journey, that there are angels all around me to help me and clear the traffic out of the way when I merge on the interstate. Little things. And, you know, and when I see it, I'm thankful. I say, oh, there's another blessing. Thank you, God, or angels, or whomever that cleared that away. Maybe it's my own thinking. And I like that. So I have an exercise for each of us to do today, and it will be on the website. Now, I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to give you time to get a pencil and paper, because I want to go through some of these things and give you a chance to write it down, and then you can go through it again and add some things to it. This is an exercise from an avatar journal called Resurfacing, and it's techniques for exploring consciousness, and the purpose is to determine the beliefs you hold that are helpful or harmful. So many times belief rules rule our lives that we are not even aware that we're carrying this belief around. It may have been something that we were given in childhood, and we just set our life to live through that belief mode. so we can change that. So if you have a pencil and paper, I'm going to ask you to write three things you believe about your health. Three things you believe about your health. And we'll take a moment to write that down, just the first thing that comes to mind. Don't think about it too long. Three things you believe about your health. Three things you believe about money. Three things you believe about money. That ought to get some interesting responses. Three things you believe about money. Just the first thing that pops in your mind. Be honest. Honesty is always an option. Three things you believe about relationships. Three things you believe about relationships. This can be a relationship with a child, an adult, a significant other, a parent. Three things you believe about relationships. Three things you believe about working, your job. Three things you believe about your work. Here's a good one. Three things you believe about the future. Three things you believe about the future. Three things you believe about the future. Three things you believe about change. Three things you believe about change. Now, I'm going to go to the phone lines and ask if any of the callers would like to share something on their list so we can kind of play it out. I won't announce your name. It'll be anonymous. So to raise your hand, if you'll press star 2, I can open your line and put you on the line with me and if you have something you'd like to share. All right, I have a hand raised. Hello? Are you
Hello?
There?
Yes.
Yes, yes. And tell me, yes, which ones would you like to share?
I would like to share, I'll share the health.
Okay. Three things you believe about health?
About my health. I feel my hormones are imbalanced. I have heavy metals, and I'm losing my hair.
Okay. Well, those are three good ones, and you've manifested them quite well, I imagine. So I want you to write down beside each of them, if it is helpful, write an H by it. If it is impeding or limiting, write an I by it. Okay?
If it's, okay, okay.
If the belief is helpful to you or if it is hindering you, if it's limiting or impeding you, write an I.
Okay.
Okay, and I suspect you have all three of those as impeding.
Yes.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being absolutely true and 1 being with one being absolutely true and five being extremely doubtful to the degree of uncertainty, right beside those, if they're really true for you or if there's any doubt there. One meaning true, five meaning doubtful.
Okay. Do you want to know what they are?
Yes.
They're all a one.
All of them are ones, okay. So we have all of them impeding and all of them ones. After each belief that you wrote, note whether the belief was deliberate, was assumed deliberately, or was indoctrinated into you. Was it something your parents said, you're not going to be well, you're a small child and you'll never be healthy, or was it something that you assumed deliberately on your own?
I assumed them deliberately on my own, all of them.
Okay. All right. Now here's the thing, whatever you put your attention on wins. So change your belief and change your reality. The first step to changing is realize you're stuck in a belief. The second step is being willing to see it differently and open to possibilities that there is another way to view life other than your view life yourself and others. So this is a big step. What we focus our attention on is what manifests. And when we start feeling bad, we look for reasons that we feel bad. So, okay, my hormones are out of balance. Now, holding the belief your hormones are out of balance, is that stressful to you?
Yeah, because I think it does affect the hair loss and you know, how I feel.
Well, even the stress could affect the hair loss and how you feel. Just having the stress about that. Do you see where I'm going here?
Yeah, I do.
So what are three other beliefs that we could put in place about health? My body heals, adapts and heals itself quickly.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. My body responds to positive thoughts and love.
Right.
My body loves to find balance, balance and harmony.
That's great.
So each morning when you start thinking about your life, read those, the things that you believe. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves. And when we're in a state of balance and equilibrium, the body can heal itself. Now, stress adds to it adds to the pile, and it takes it in a negative way. So my hormones are out of balance, and now I have these side effects, therefore I know my hormones are out of balance. And it may just be the stress around it. We all have hormones, and they're going to kick in from time to time, and they'll take us where they need to be. But for some reason, God gave us hormones, so they must be beneficial in some way, right?
Right.
So we can take the beneficial side and let go of the rest and not focus on them. My hormones balance themselves. My body is designed to get back into balance. And start saying affirmations like that. And see, I'd like to, talk to you in a few days and see how that works for you. And I hope you all can see where we're going with this. It's a great exercise to be aware of what beliefs are ruling your life.
Thank you so much. This was a gift.
Yeah. Well, if you're not aware of what's ruling your life, you can't change it. So now that you're aware that you can make another choice, you can change it, right?
Yes, and timing.
And as you, yeah. And I want you to use that quote from last week on I Surrender This to Love. I've already lost my page for it. Okay, here is part of my life. Hormones are part of my life. I surrender it now to love that I may feel happy and whole. And today I have an intention that my hormones will be in balance. when you get out of bed. Today I have an intention that my hair is going to, that I'll have less stress and that I'm going to start growing new hair. And by the way, if you'll take some clay and wash your hair with it into your scalp, it will re-stimulate those hair follicles and your hair will come back. Sorry, I had to step in with my living clay there. And let's see, what was the other thing? Your hair?
And heavy metals.
Heavy metals, okay. There are ways to get rid of heavy metals. Clay baths are wonderful for that, and you can get them out of your system. The beauty of taking clay daily is that you can capture those metals before they go in the body. If you drink a little before each meal, it's going to capture the pesticides, the herbicides that are on our food, the mercury that may be in the fish, any of those things it will capture and carry it out of the body before it's absorbed into the body. So you can help the body regain that balance. There is an answer. There is a solution. And also just surrendering. I surrender that thought now to love, that I may feel whole and happy. And like I said, this will be on the website. Cheryl will send out a notice to let you know where the lessons are archived so you can go back and see them again. Thank you. Do you have another one you'd like to work through?
Oh, if I could, I would love to. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going through a very bad divorce, and so financially, believe it or not, I'm a nutritionist, but financially I'm very scared, and I'm trying to, you know, build my practice and also my life so that I'm financially abundant. So
yes. Okay. So what are three things you believe about money right now?
I need it now. I question whether I can make what I need to make, where I want to go with it is I want to be abundant so that I can live my life the way I want to.
Yes, and that's your right. That's your God-given right is abundance. There's plenty out there for everybody. And I can see why you're losing your hair. I can see why your hormones are out of balance, honey. I think this started maybe with the stress from the divorce because you do step into fear. I was like you. I'd never worked before, and I'd been married for 27 years. My husband had an affair, and I was on my own, and I had to find a job, and I thought I was applying for a secretary's job, and the next thing I know, I'm an adult probation officer, and I'm having to step into the real world. But after 2.5 years, I learned from that job that I had some skills I wasn't aware of, that I could motivate people. I had to teach a DWI class to people who didn't want to hear what I had to say. And I used Cajun humor about drunks, and they'd sit up and pay attention and really participate in the class. So I decided I wanted to be a motivational speaker, and I didn't know I couldn't, so I did. And it was really, the whole divorce was a stepping stone to a higher place. And now
you're absolutely right about that, because I was married for 20 years, and it was a horrible marriage. And I actually, my hormones, the heavy metals, and the hair loss started in my marriage. And so it was very emotionally stressful for me. I always knew he would hurt me in the end very bad, but he hurt me also financially. He just took everything. So. But I feel good about being out of it. It's just that I have to be honest. I'm scared.
Yes. Well, being afraid is okay, but we're going to let that go to God. We're going to let it go, let it go, let it go. You're perfectly capable. You're very talented. You know about nutrition. So many people nowadays, that's right, the perfect field to be in. And you just want to sit and get in a peaceful space and meditate. And, you know, if you can focus on something for 17 seconds isn't very long, the universe has to respond. So I want to focus on creative ways to develop my business now. How can I bring in money now? And just sit and see money coming to you from unthought of sources. You know, we, some of us think, okay, the only money I can get is in this job and there's a glass ceiling. That's not true. But you may walk around and find a $20 bill laying on the sidewalk. It's amazing when you ask for it, how it comes to you, when you can believe that it can come. So much of it's believing. Now, here's a part. This is from that last week's quote of the day. Last month's quote of the day, or today's quote of the day. Sorry, I'm on the wrong page. I see your physical body is sick. What's bothering you? What are you worried about? What are you angry about? What are you frustrated about? Because that's the root of all this. And then say, let it go, let it go, let it go. So I want you to sit with all those fears and worry and just let it go. Hand it to God. And then get an affirmation in its place. Is, I've had money before, I can have it again. I don't need a man to take care of me and financially take care of me. I want you to know, when I divorced, my husband owned two ranches.
Right.
He and his wife drank it up, spent it all. I don't know what happened to it, but he lost them all in bankruptcy. He is now living on very little. My daughter started taking care of him, and I'm the one that owns the business and is financially taking care of myself. Now, I would have stayed in that relationship because I'm very loyal, and I made a vow till death do us part. And I'm so glad this other woman came in my life, which I call my wife-in-law, and I was very angry at her.
Right.
Because this isn't the way I had planned my life. Life happens while we're making other plans, right?
Right.
So, yeah. So she really did me a favor because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know I had skills. I didn't know I could write a book. I didn't know I could help and encourage people. And without her kicking me out of my comfort zone, I never would have found myself.
Yeah.
So everything is a stepping stone to a higher place. Your divorce is going to take you to a higher, greater place. And that's what you need to focus on and believe. And get real clear on what you want, how you want your income to come, what type of job you want, where you want it, the type of customers you want. And get real clear on that, and they will find you. You don't have to find them. Okay?
Yes. Oh,
so
you are an earth angel. I just have to tell you, I read your positive thoughts all the time, and I had been disconnected from it for a while because my email was attached to his. So then I found you again, and I started to read them again, and they're always so timing. And I did talk to you on the phone one time, and I will call you again. I want to talk to you about the business part. But I want to tell you that for some reason, when I say my prayers and I ask for earth angels, certain people come up, and you came up, and what you did today, so perfect for me. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thank you for that acknowledgement. You know, I'm used to talking to live audiences, and here I don't know who's out there, and I don't really know that I'm coming across well or anything, so that validation is very important to me, and I appreciate that so much. And I'm available to talk to any of you. I know some of you may have some things that are private and you don't want to bring up, so my phone number is 512-262-7187. That's my direct line. And I will try to make time to talk to everybody because I've been there. I have lived in that fear. I have known illness, and I have risen above it, and you can too. Now, generally we do a meditation. This exercise has taken a little long. I'm going to let you go and see if anybody else has a quick question they want to raise their hand, okay?
Thank you so much.
God
bless you.
Thank you. All right. Does anybody else have something they would like to share or say? If not, instead of a meditation today, you can go back and listen to one of the prior meditations. I do want to close with this thought. And this is how things come to me each time I do one of these. I think, what am I going to talk about next week? And then someone calls with a problem, and I think, oh, we need to talk about belief. And then just this morning, this was sent to me. There's a proverb that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Knowingly or unknowingly, and unknowingly is the key word here, knowingly or unknowingly, we exercise the power to produce thoughts which produce results. This creative process works day and night. It doesn't sleep until the idea is completed. We cannot picture thoughts of poverty and expect in return wealth. It cannot be done, just as a photographer cannot take a picture of a house and then produce a picture of an ocean. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We must align our thinking with the results we wish to create. Let's produce positive results today. To your best thinking. This was from Mary Manning Morrissey. She's with the Unity Church. I believe it's in Oregon. So, you know, take these thoughts and look at the root cause. What's the anger? What's the fear? What's the resentment? What's going on behind them? So, you know, the trigger to your being out of balance in your hormones comes from the stress of divorce, the fear of the future, not knowing. Put yourself in God's hand. He has a future for you that's bright, and He's going to let you design it. Just take out a piece of paper and begin now designing your life the way you want it, the relationship you want in your life. Supportive, loving relationship, an income where I can financially be secure and have money to travel and buy things and share things with people. So each of us has that ability to begin again and redesign our lives. And I hope this call has been beneficial and that you all will go in and do the exercise and look at how you can change each belief and put a positive in its place. And if you have trouble about some, well, give me a call and we'll work on it together. And thank you, and to your best thinking is what I wish for you for the coming month. Sorry we didn't have a time for a meditation to do today to do, but do sit and get quiet and meditate. When I am the most stressed out is when I need to lock my office door and go find a honey hole, which I have a hammock out in the country, and I can go get in that hammock and I can let go, let God. I let go of all the overwhelming things I think I need to be doing, and I just relax. And I just let go, and sometimes tears come. And I breathe in deep, and I breathe out all the stress. And one day I was doing that, and I said, God, send me a messenger, and I looked up, and there was a buzzard flying above me. And I looked up, and I realized to fly, a buzzard has to spread his wings and be vulnerable and expose his heart. And then he soars effortlessly on the air thermals. And he's always observing and looking down, looking for something. So he's very observant. And how many times do I drive to work and never even notice the street I'm on or what I pass? So it's about being aware and observing. And when a buzzard flies something, they circle around and they seem to send out a call to other buzzards. And they go down and they pretty much have a pecking order. The one that finds it goes down first, and then some others come, and then they leave and make room for others. And somebody says, yes, but, you know, buzzards just eat on dead stuff and garbage, and then they regurgitate it. And I said, you know, I've been to a lot of banquets where I wish I could do that. So find the gift in everything in life. There be met angels, like the caller said. There are angels out there waiting to help you, waiting for you to send a request and ask, I need help with this. Help me turn my mind around and have a peaceful life. Help me find peace and serenity. Help me find creative ways, doing things I love, to be able to support myself financially and have abundance. I'm worthy of your abundance. Help me to return to joy. When you're joyful and happy and helping someone, you are so lifted, your vibration is so up there that untold gifts are going to be pouring into you. You already have a reservoir of abundance waiting for you. All you need to do is relax and allow it in. So my intention for you this week is to let go of the negative and allow the positive to change your lives 360, and I would love to hear some positive results next week. Our time is running out, and I wish you a week of blessings and joy, peace and serenity. Thank you for joining. Again, my phone number is 512-262-7187. Thank you, and have a blessed week and month. Perrier, signing off.